I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds, 44 degrees. KSL's top story, the growth around Hill Air Force Base could be greater than Silicon Slopes over the next few years. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says it has a lot of people excited and worried.
Northern Utah's been attracting thousands of jobs in the defense tech industry, especially with Northrop Grumman hiring for the new ground-based strategic deterrent weapons system. Utah's also in the running for the Space Command headquarters. But Ben Hart with the Governor's Office of Economic Development told state lawmakers young people need to know these jobs are here and be trained for them.
And if we don't make that connection, then I think we've really failed. And I think where we can keep our students here instead of losing them out of state or, you know, bringing new workforce to the area is just going to be really, really important.
Other concerns? Making sure there's enough housing and infrastructure to support the growth. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
And while we're talking about Hill, we have an answer about that mysterious boom and the shake at around 11:20 this morning. We had a lot of listeners reach to us thinking it was an earthquake. Hill Air Force Base says it was likely a supersonic boom since they were doing some aerial combat training this morning. Just the day after the Salt Lake Tribune announced its intention to go to weekly printing, so too is the Deseret News. The Deseret News announced this afternoon it'll replace daily newspapers with a weekly paper and a monthly magazine. Digital content will still be offered daily. 18 Deseret News employees were let go on Monday, six of them journalists. Healthcare officials say mental health crises among youth have nearly tripled over the past 8 years, but a $10 million gift to Primary Children's Hospital could go a long way to help expand much-needed mental health care. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with the story.
Intermountain Healthcare already has a lot of plans for that money. They want to expand telehealth services for people living in rural areas, since mental health care is more difficult for people there to access. And they're building a new primary children's hospital in Lehigh, and this will help create the mental health care ward on the fifth floor. But they're also trying to find new preventative ways to stop crises before they begin.
Officials say suicide's the leading cause of death for kids ages 10 through 17 in Utah. High wind is being blamed for igniting 42 wildfires in California over the past 24 hours. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, California Governor Gavin Newsom says more than 90,000 people remain under evacuation orders.
As it relates to these challenges induced by the winds now, it's an extraordinary testament to Cal Fire that you don't know about most of those. They suppressed the vast majority of those.
The governor is saying 31 people have died. 4.2 million acres have been burned this wildfire season. Gulf Coast residents are steeling themselves for yet another hurricane. The latest tropical storm is predicted to become a hurricane again over the Gulf and make landfall again tomorrow night. A police shooting victim in Waukegan, Wisconsin, is talking about the incident that killed her boyfriend and seriously injured her last week. Speaking remotely from her hospital bed to Farrah Williams, saying the couple had their hands up when they were fired on.
They lay Marcellus on the ground and covered him up with a blanket while he was still breathing. I know he was still alive.
Police say during the encounter, the 20-year-old woman was driving the couple's car and put it in reverse, moving towards the officer. Williams' father is asking the federal government to step up and do something about police brutality. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Have you voted? You're one among 65 million people who've already cast their votes around the nation. And here's what we know so far about voters. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the Elections Desk.
Of those millions of votes, they're younger, more racially diverse, and more likely to be Democratic than in the last presidential election. That's according to a CNN report. Jason Perry of the Hinckley Institute telling D2 it's important for younger voters to know their collective voice matters.
When they're able to vote for the first time, they decide, it doesn't really matter if I vote or not. And the next time it becomes easier for them not to do it again. And that's a whole generation of missed opportunities to really influence the election process.
While we don't have a breakdown of who's voting in Utah, we do know over 520,000 Utahns have cast a mail-in ballot as of today. That's almost half as many as who voted in 2016. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The Salt Lake DA is talking more about the work that led to Sherry Black's killer. Sim Gill told KSL News Radio, yes, DNA was a great tool, but that wasn't all.
It was really a lot of good old-fashioned police work that ultimately identified, created the situations in which we could then gather the additional information to file our charges.
He spoke on the Dave and Dujanovic show. Gill says it's too early to say whether he's going to seek the death penalty. The search continues just north of Ketchum, Idaho, for a missing Park City woman. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says Fern Baird was last seen October 19th.
Officers with the Blaine County Sheriff's Office say they received information about a missing hiker 3 days later. That same day, they found Baird's vehicle near an area where she may have been hiking. Officers say early winter conditions have challenged the high-elevation search with below-freezing nighttime temperatures.
Baird is in her early 60s, 5'5", 115 pounds, and was last seen in a gray jacket, black pants, and carrying a black fanny pack. Anyone with information should contact the Blaine County Sheriff's Office. Looks like the pandemic is making Americans more cautious about holiday spending. KSL News Radio's Dan Bomas has more.
A new Gallup poll finds 28% of Americans plan to spend less on gifts this year. 12% are planning to spend more. Last year, we spent an average of $942 on holiday gifts. The expectation this year, $805. CNN also cites a Deloitte survey showing 38% of consumers plan lower holiday spending. One in three households say their financial situation is worse than it was a year ago. An analysis by the banking firm UBS also suggests Americans are distracted by the presidential election. Dan Bonas, KSL News Radio.
Ricky, have you finished your holiday shopping?
No, but I've started.
That's pretty amazing. I warned my wife about Shipageddon, and you have to it in early. Go, go, go.
Yeah.
But I haven't lifted a finger. I'm consumed with this election.
Well, I don't blame you. We've had a lot going on in addition to COVID and the election, social unrest. I mean, so I get it. But the shopping has been a little bit of a distraction and retail therapy for me.
Retail therapy. So what's happening on the roads?
I found that crash that I was looking for, and it's on the on-ramp to northbound I-15 as you're coming from eastbound 3500 south. So heads up, West Valley City drivers, it looks like they are partialing at least one right lane on that ramp. You may want to find another route and use an alternate. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Do you shop between reports, honest?
No, I don't. I really don't. I don't have time.
Just asking. College kids are going to vote in record numbers, but oops, a problem. My Minute of News is next.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.